This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's day two of the Dog Days of Advent, and this story is called Better Angels. The humans called them angels. They were meant to be calming figures, feathery beings who provided whispered advice at crucial moments. Their guidance typically came in the form of gut feelings or sudden inklings, those subconscious reactions that cause a right turn rather than a left, or staying home rather than going out. Hovering over the shoulders of humanity, they nudged gently and gave subtle pushes. Nothing overt, just keeping things on track. That sort of thing. But, little by little, the human world changed. People divided themselves in arbitrary ways that had little to do with geography or culture and everything to do with anger, bitterness, and fear. The angels' voices were no longer heeded. Their ethereal suggestions went unfelt. The choir sang to deaf ears, and their enfolding wings were brushed aside by harsh hands, if they were noticed at all. Humanity was no longer a noble race, full of wondrous creations, art, music, science, technology, or potential. Instead, it was in danger of destroying itself and the world it inhabited. The choir convened, discussions were had, and heated debates, and finally a decision was made. They would have to solve the human crisis in a way the bitter, frightened people would comprehend. They began to appear in selected places. They let their halos show, but they also displayed their weapons, shining, silver-outlined, mostly transparent versions of the projectile weapons the flesh and blood seemed to treasure. When merely showing up had no effect, they fired booming warning shots that ricocheted across the skies like thunder, only louder, stronger, and more ominous. And when the warnings failed, they had no choice. They eradicated humanity for the greater good. Afterward, their white and silver forms stained red. Time would let that fade, they knew. They reconvened at their undetectable headquarters and sang songs of mourning and remembrance, until they could sing no more. Finally, so much time had passed that the angels were ready to try another experiment. "There's another world with a crop of humanity," one said. "Let's try again with them. Perhaps this time they'll thrive." The natives call it Earth. And so they moved their headquarters across the universe to a blue and green world with diverse life forms and humans who were still receptive to their influence. But they also made a unilateral decision. If things went bad, they would act sooner, more swiftly, and with more surety. This time, they would not fail. This time, they would be better angels. Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive, and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.